You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Yes, it's the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1442, which is also the 24th of November, 2020. Our Zakat Nisab, 8,000 Rand. Meher Fatimi, 20,000 Rand. And the minimum mahar for Hanafis, it is 400 Rand. For Malikis, 145 Rand. No minimum mahar according to Shafi'is and Hanbalis. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. That's 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 27 84 786-3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @akhussain. Let's welcome our beloved engineer this evening, of course, Brother Lokolo here in the Johannesburg studio, and we welcome the other engineer in the Durban studios. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Al Ansar International, listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company, and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, our beloved Ustad. Let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program this evening. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody is saying, ya Ustad, that when making dua, can we look at the sky, Ustad, when making dua?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, in various verses of the noble Quran, commands us to petition, beg, and beseech Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. And Almighty Allah even shows us the manner and methodology. Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 55. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'a wa khufya. Call your sustainer, nourisher. Beg and petition your sustainer, nourisher, tadarru'a, with humility, wa khufya, softly, no shouting and screaming. So therefore it is prohibited that when we are making dua that we look towards the skies and the heavens. Remember, the sign of humility is we raise our hands like a pauper and a beggar. Salullaha bi butuni akuffikum. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that ask Allah and your finger and your palm should be facing you. So remember, the knuckles will be facing the ground and so forth. And our focus should be in our hands, in our palms, not towards the skies and that. So that is not the manner of making dua, that we're looking around to the heavens and skies. We should be focused and we should look within, into the palms and into the hands.
Ustad, if that of a widow finishes, what must we do, Ustad?
Remember that when the 130 days finish today at Maghrib time, for example, now from tonight, what must the lady do? Tomorrow, what must she do? Because the iddat is the waiting period. Her husband passed away. And remember, 130 days finish. So the sahabiyat, the companions, the female companions, and students of the master, alayhi salatu salam, when the iddat was finished, even though they were no intention of remarrying or anything, but to practice on the Sharia, they would wear new clothes, or they would apply some henna, mehendi, or they would wear jewelry. So that is the same advice we give our mothers and sisters whose husband passed away. She is a widow, her iddat expired. So as soon as it expires, wear your bangle, your jewelry, your chain, or wear some nice new clothes. Now, it doesn't have to be brand new clothes, but but some new ones, you know, used it few times like that. Of example, that you know, if you want to go to your brother's place or your parents' place and it's nearby somewhere. So you go there, mashallah, but there's no such thing. You must leave your house and so forth. That is our Indian custom. So there's no such thing that you must leave the house. But if you want to go, whether your son, your daughter, your brother, they're in the same town. So mashallah, that's fine. For example, like tonight, so all that would be acceptable and permissible.
So Ustad, what happens now? Boy and girl are engaged, Ustad. Can they send emails to one another, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us and commands us, Wala taqrabu zina, innahu kana fahisha. As long as the nikah, the marriage ceremony, has not taken place, they are strangers to one another. So therefore, Islam always promotes a pure and a chaste society. Wala taqrabu zina, do not go near and approach zina, fornication, adultery. It is something obscene and indecent. Remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned in chapter 17, verse 32, you know, today that somebody sent me this on a lighter note, that one brother asked another brother, what is the difference between an email and a Gmail? So the brother responded, he said, when you send an email, it goes via E, via electricity. And when you send a Gmail, then it goes via G, it goes via the generator. So whether you sending it via electricity or generator, both ways is not permissible. So those parents who are just conniving, closing their eyes and making as though nothing is happening, but you know that your daughter, you must remember, is communicating with your future son-in-law via WhatsApp, via SMS, via so emails to the females and what have you. All that is haram and not permissible. Just today I got an email from one of the mothers. She said that her daughter ran away and she even gave birth to the baby because she was sleeping with a lover, and now the family is broken. So my question is, how come you parents allowed all this to happen? So much freedom, so much money given to the daughter or to the son for that matter. So we must remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 66, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahalikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 times this phrase is mentioned in the noble Quran, save yourself and your children from the fire. So hence, how their daughter or son, whoever it is, remember they're having affair upon affair, and remember all this is totally haram. So they are guilty, 100 lashes must be given to them for fornication. If it's adultery, then it's death penalty. But similarly, the parents must also be punished, remember, because of dereliction of duty, that they themselves are shirking their responsibilities.
So when a lady passes away, Ustad, she says that they must put a brown scarf for her, Ustad. Is this permissible?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ilbasul Bayad, that when you wear your clothes, wear white clothes, like I got white here, mashallah. So, and wakaffinu fiha mautakum, and your deceased, the kafan, the shrouding, also you use white. For the women, we use 5 pieces of cloth and the calico. How we use that calico, that's perfect, the white one. And you must remember that for the men, we use 3 pieces. For the women, the 2 extra pieces is one for the bosom, the breast, and one is for the head and the hair. So remember to cover that. That is called the khimar. So maybe the lady, she made wasiya verbally and so forth. She told the people, you know, when I pass away, then you must put a brown scarf or a red scarf or a green scarf for me and so forth and so on. So all that would be permissible. But what will be the best and most desirable? Remember that white. So white is not compulsory, but remember it is the best. You know, I was teaching my students on Thursday. That was now this 2-3-4 days ago. So they come here, mashallah, and I was doing Babul Janais, and this masla came, the chapter on people who pass away. So I told them that one lady, the question came, she made wasiya, and she told her daughters, her sons, and what have you, When she passes on, then they must put a red scarf for her. So I told my students, I said, maybe when she was young, she was reading about Little Red Riding Hood. You know Little Red Riding Hood, when we were in school, you know, in the early 60s and so forth. So they should teach us all these kind of stories there. So maybe this lady wanted to do something like that. So we will say it is Mimbabil Jawaz, permissible, but not desirable. Desirable is it should be all white, that is the best.
Ustad, Black Friday sale. Listener wants to know, things are gone very, very cheap. What should we do? Please comment on this, Ustad.
One of the brothers yesterday, yes, it was yesterday, he told me that he's got 10,000 contacts, or I don't know how many thousand. So please, I must send out a message, and then he will forward it to all his contacts. So I sent out the message, and this was the message, that we say in the Noble Quran, chapter number 62, and it comprises 11 verses, that surah, the chapter is entitled Suratul Jumu'ah, the chapter on Friday. It is the only chapter in the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, that is named after a specific day, and that is Suratul Jumu'ah, the chapter on Friday. For us Muslims, every Friday is a radiant Friday, is a Friday filled with effulgence and nur and luster. So remember to call it a Black Friday for us Muslims is an insult. Remember that. Second one, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul Ayyam, it is the best day of the week. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed. Third one, why must we imitate the non-Muslim culture? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith authentic in Abu Dawood, Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates, remember, the non-Muslim culture, he becomes or she becomes part and parcel of them. Therefore, it is haram for Muslims that we advertise Black Friday sale. You will see that in the journals and magazines and what have you. Muslim companies writing Black Friday sale, that is haram. Because Almighty Allah teaches us Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. You can say end of the year sale, you can say special sale, all that you can say. Why must you imitate? Because you suffer from the inferiority complex and you feel the West is the best and therefore you need to imitate them. That is shaitaniyat. Read Surah 65 verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah makes a way out for that person. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَ. Almighty Allah will give you risk and sustenance based on your taqwa and through piety from such places that you never anticipated and expected. So that is barakah of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. Now remember that if there is something on special and you need it and so forth, you go and purchase it. So that is fine. There's no problem with that. But for us to become active participants, that we advertising it, and whether it is on the radio or print or wherever else, that is not permissible. Because as Muslim, remember the Friday, whichever Friday it is of the year, is always a Nurani Friday, a Friday that comprises effulgence and radiance, and nothing to call it Black Friday.
I see a listener saying, Ustad, that have you heard, dear Mufti Saab, the Arab countries making peace with Israel, Ustad? What's your take on this?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has informed us in various verses in the Noble Quran, Surah 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Ay iman walo, O you believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends, to be your protectors. Ba'duhum awliya ubad. They are the friends and protectors of one another. And you can see it so apparent and manifest today. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Look at the wa'id, the warning Almighty Allah is mentioning, that remember, whosoever from you Muslim, you go and befriend them, you want to say, you want to make peace with them, These are Harbis. We at war with them. What are they doing to the Palestinians? What are they doing to Masjid al-Aqsa? This last week, they did not allow the Palestinians, so many of them, to come to Masjid al-Aqsa to perform their Jummah Salat. It's apartheid regime with Nazi tactics. You must remember that. That is apartheid Israel. And remember that today the Arabs think they're going to make peace. Almighty Allah states in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 120. وَلَن تَرْضَىٰ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَىٰ. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you. حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Till you follow their custom, their tradition, everything of theirs. You will have to sell Islam and leave Islam eventually. Half of them already left Islam, if you look at it in the Arab world and Muslim world. And speaking of the governments and the rulers, you must remember that. So we can see it. One example I give you. Can you imagine France, another apartheid regime, that how they targeting the Muslims, that any lady, Muslim lady wears, you must remember, long sleeves, so they want to charge her. So all these type of things, she wear niqab, they'll charge her. So all this, but they speak of democracy, they speak of freedom of expression, freedom of religion. So that is the point we are raising, that where is the freedom of religion, the freedom of expression for the Muslims? Why are they subjugated to all different type of laws? And remember, my father, my mother, who are they? You can never compare them to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Sahaba. Non-entities, we all are non-entities. If my father, your mother, my mother tells us something on our deathbed, so how much importance we will attach to it? Do you know what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Go open Sahih Muslim. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Farewell advice to this ummah. You must guard your salat. Don't miss your salat fi safar wal hadar, whether you are on a journey or at home. And over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your employees, your students, be fair and just with them. Then the Master alayhi salam said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَىٰ مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. You must expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. This is an absolute shame and disgrace by the Arab rulers and the Muslim countries, that they invite the Jews and Christians. And remember that the Jews, because they have the American support and the veto of Uncle Sam, then they will make the Arabs grovel the ground. See Pakistan. Poor country, but remember they have nuclear power. What a shame and disgrace for the Arabs. Waylul al-Arab. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. Min sharri qadiqtarab. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Because of the vices and the evil that are coming nearer. We're living in that time now. So you must remember, not one of them have nuclear power. Because they say, no, America will protect us. This country will protect us. Imagine they forgetting Allah. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Are you seeking honor by the enemies of Islam? Allah will humiliate you more and more. Remember that. Look at the Arab countries. Humiliated, disgraced. So show me one Muslim country today that is not humiliated, disgraced. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there is none to give them honor. So that is because chase karna waise barna, action and reaction, cause and effect. So we must remember this. Your Trump is gone. You must remember that. Pompeo is gone. Kushner is gone. Deal of the century. Allah is making them the jokers of the century, the biggest fools and idiots they're becoming. The whole world is laughing at them. So you must remember, that is why when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who came to Palestine, today we call occupied Palestine, in the year 637, what a khutbah. This is the genius Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it's him, after all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, alayhi salatu wasalam. When he came and Sofianus gave the key of Jerusalem al-Quds, he delivered delivered a memorable khutbah and said an extract of it, نَحْنُ قَوْمُنَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. And remember, if we seek any other ism, then Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace us. And this is what's happening to the Muslim countries, Arab countries. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we complain to you. There is no might, there is no power except that of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 29 minutes after 8, I see Ustad is firing this evening. So Ustad, we got hijacked. What do we do now, Ustad? What should we read?
Remember, South Africa, if the authorities are not going to intervene immediately, then we are heading for anarchy. My hometown, few days ago, they torched and they burned 9 trucks. Last night, again there, you must remember, near Durban and so forth, again they burned I don't know how many trucks and so forth. How can a country survive like that? That Bushiri, he disappears into thin air. And nobody knows how he disappeared. Obviously, there is complicity from the authorities and so forth. You know, bribery is the name of the game. Corruption is the order of the day. So remember, we must be the only country in the world, you must remember, that has for our population such a bloated cabinet and so forth. So all this, so unnecessary expenditure, people are suffering in abject poverty, but you say you want to help them. But see, we have become the comics and the jokers of the world. Remember, they had a survey now, 144 countries, South Africa from the bottom. We are the fifth, the last, remember, most dangerous country in the world. Imagine. So where are we? Only Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Whether you're Muslim, you're non-Muslim, read all these verses from the Quran Sharif and these du'as from the Ahadith Mubarakah. You don't know the Arabic, read, you must remember the meaning. Surah chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Almighty Allah is the best of protectors. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He is the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is Almighty Allah. Second one, remember, read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Abdullah bin Qais, Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu, and told him and informed him, Ala adulluka ala kanzin min kunuzil jannah. Must I not show you one of the treasures of Jannah and paradise? He said, obviously, Ya Rasulullah. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take me towards good deeds. There is no power to make me refrain, abstain from vices except Allah. Open Mishkat Sharif Mustada Ahmad. Allah's mercy will come. Allah's protection will come. Third one, when we leave our home, two du'as. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, La hawla. There's it again, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So in the name of Almighty Allah, I place my trust solely in Allah, and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, I gave you the meaning. When you recite these three phrases, four things will happen. Hudita, you'll be given guidance. Wukufita, your needs will be taken care of. Wukita, divine protection for you. And watanaha anhu shaitan, and the shaitan will run far, far away from you. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Next one, man swalla subha fa huwa fi zimmatillah. We are now in summer in South Africa. So remember, and the whole world, you should see wherever you are, perform your Fajr Salat on time. And 4 o'clock, quarter past 4, half past 4, whatever, 20 to 5. So read it. Whoever performs Fajr Salat on time, the men in the masjid, the women at home, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. You're under divine protection. Allah will protect you. And the hadith, the authentic Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed. Give out charity. When you give out charity, Allah will protect you. Inna sadaqata la tudfi'u ghadab ar-rabbi. It extinguishes the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. So make shukr that you did not get killed and so forth. How many people were hijacked and they were killed, they were maimed and paralyzed? Allah Jalla wala protect us. But remember, we all need to do some real serious introspection. And what is that? Every day, how many vices and sins we are committing? We don't guard our eyes, we don't guard our ears, we don't guard our tongue, we don't guard the private part. Everything kullu halal, zonke lungile. So that is the new South Africa. You must remember that. Everything goes. That is shaitani at that, remember that. So action and reaction. So may Almighty Allah bless us and forgive us and always protect us also. So therefore, all these actions we have to do, and then the protection of Almighty Allah will come.
24 minutes to 9, you are tuning in, listening to the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We will be back.